好了，我们今天开始读 PDF 的第27页了。大家能够坚持到现在，真的非常非常的厉害，因为我们已经读了超过10%了。现在我们开始了第27页的标题 The Progression from Deception to Bondage， 从被欺骗到被束缚的过程。 In the chapters that follow, we will examine some of the most common and destructive lies women believe。在接下来的章节中，我们将会去详细的探究最常见的、具有毁灭性的一些女人们所相信的谎言。But first, let's take a look at how we become deceived and how deception leads to bondage. 但是我们先要做的一件事情是来看一看我们是怎样被欺骗，并且这个谎言是怎样将我们引向到一个被束缚、被奴役的境地的。Generally speaking, people don't fall into bondage overnight. 总的来说呢，人们并不会一夜之间就被谎言束缚。They don't just wake up one morning and discover that they are addicted to food or have a temper they cannot control. 人们不会说一觉醒来就发现我突然对某种食物上瘾，或者说我突然有了一个脾气是我无法控制的。There is a progression that leads to bondage, and it always begins when we listen to a lie. 到达被束缚这个境地呢，总是有步骤的，而且这个步骤永远都是从我们听一个谎言开始的。That's how it all began in the Garden of Eden. 这就是伊甸园里所有故事的开始。Eve listened to the lie told her by Satan. 夏娃听了那个撒旦给她讲的谎言。I am confident she had no idea where those lies would ultimately lead her and her family. 我相信夏娃最初完全都没有概念这些谎言最终会给她和她的家庭带来什么样的结果。Perhaps it didn't seem particularly dangerous just to listen to the serpent. 也许看起来的话，仅仅去听那个蛇的谎言，并不是一件危险的事情。To hear him out, to see what he had to say. 我们先听一听他怎么说，看一看他要讲什么。Listening in itself wasn't disobedience. 仅仅是听的话并不是不顺服，并不是违背神。But, and here is the key, listening to a viewpoint that was contrary to God's word put Eve on a slippery slope that led to disobedience. 但是，大家注意到这个关键的点，去听一种观点，而且这种观点是和上帝的话语相反的，相违背的，这个东西就让夏娃站在了一个非常滑的斜坡上，这个滑坡就通向了夏娃的不顺服、违背神。 Which led to physical and spiritual death. 那最终呢，就导致了属灵和肉体的死亡。 Listening to things that are not true is the first step toward ultimate bondage and death.去听一个不真的东西，就是我们迈出的第一步，而最终导致了被束缚和死亡。That is why I believe it is so important to carefully monitor the input we allow into our minds and hearts. 这就是为什么我相信去仔细地鉴别所有我们允许进入到我们脑子和我们的心里的东西，这些信息是非常重要的。I am the oldest of 7 children. 我是家里七个孩子的老大。And I thank the Lord for the conviction God gave my parents about controlling the kinds of influence that were allowed in our homes as we growing up. 我非常感谢上帝在我们的长大的过程中，他让我的父母去主动地控制那些我们允许进入到我们家里的影响。My parents were first-generation Christians. They did not come to know the Lord until they were young adults.
我的父母是第一代的基督徒，他们一直到成年以后才认识主。
When they were raising our family,
they did not have the advantage of many of the wonderful resources and seminars that are available to parents today.
当他们去养育我们家庭的时候，他们那个时候并没有我们今天父母们所能得到的那些好的资源呢，或者是讲座。
However, God gave them the wisdom and courage to grow their children in a spiritual greenhouse.
但是呢，上帝给了他们智慧和勇气去把他们的孩子养在一个属灵的温室里面。
They made a conscious effort to protect us from influences that could be harmful and to surround us with influences that would spiritually nurture our lives.
那他们刻意的去努力保护我们，不让那些周围的不好的东西影响我们，并且呢，把我们围绕在一个属灵的、有营养的一个影响里面。
As a result, we grew up with well-protected hearts.
所以这样做的结果，就是我们长大以后，我们的心灵都得到了非常好的保护。
At a young age, our hearts...were sensitized to sin, and we learned to discern between right and wrong.
在我们还是小的时候，我们的心就对罪非常的敏感，而且我们学会了如何去区分什么是对的，什么是错误的。
This approach to child rearing did not always make sense to us when we were kids.
他们这种养育孩子的方式，当我们还是小的时候呢，我们可能不是很理解。
But now, I thank the Lord today that my parents had the courage to say.
但是今天呢，我非常的感谢上帝，我的父母有这样的勇气去说。
We are not going to knowingly allow our children to be influenced by the lies promoted in this world.
我们不会去明知故犯的去允许我们的孩子被今天社会中所倡导的那些谎言所影响。
They earnestly desire that we would grow up to love the word and the way of God.
他们非常热切的渴望我们长大以后能够爱神的话语，并且爱神的道路。
That our hearts would be quickened by the truth.
我们的心能够被属灵的真理所复苏。
And that we would embrace it for ourselves.
然后呢，我们能够自己亲自去拥抱这些真理。
Once they released us from that greenhouse environment into the world, they wanted us to continue to walk in the truth and to recognize and reject anything that was deceptive and untrue.
当他们有一天把我们从这个属灵的温室里面放出来，让我们进入到这个属世的世界中的时候，他们希望我们能够继续走在真理的道路上，并且能够鉴别，而且去拒绝那些所有的虚假的、不真实的东西。
As a result, I still find it crucial to guard my mind.
所以啊，直到今天我都认为去保护我的心思意念是非常重要的。
To carefully choose the input I allow into my life and to reject that which promotes ungodly thinking.
去仔细地挑选那些我允许进入到我生活中的信息，并且去拒绝那些提倡不属灵的想法。
The world's deceptive way of thinking comes to us through so many avenues.
这个世界的虚假的想法通过条条的康庄大道进入到我们的生命中。
Television, magazines, movies, music, friends, malls, and catalogs, to name a few.
电视、杂志、电影、音乐、你身边的朋友、逛商场。购物清单，你说多少有多少。
A steady diet of these worldly influences will shape our view of what is valuable, what is beautiful, and what is important in life.
那每一天去持续的吸收这些来自世界的影响，就会去塑造我们的观念，去判断什么是有价值的，什么是漂亮的，什么是重要的。
There are no harmless lies. 这个世界上并没有没有危害的谎言。We cannot expose ourselves to the world's false, deceptive way of thinking and come out unscathed.
我们不可能把自己暴露在这样一个世界的错误的、虚假的想法中，而且还能够毫发无损地出来。
Eve's first mistake was not eating the fruit. Her first mistake was listening to the serpent.
夏娃所犯的第一个错误并不是去吃那个果子，她的第一个错误是去听了那个蛇的话。
Listening to counsel or ways of thinking that are not according to the truth is the first step in developing wrong beliefs that will ultimately place us in bondage.
去听一些建议，去听一些不同的想法，而这些建议和想法又是和属灵的真理不一致的时候，这就是我们走出的第一步，去形成了一个错误的一个观念，而且最终导致我们进入到一个束缚中。
Once we have listened to the lie, the next step toward bondage is that we dwell on the lie.
一旦我们开始去听这个谎言的时候，那下一步我们就会开始站在这个谎言之上，住在这个谎言之上，这就是我们走向被束缚的道路的这样的一个步骤了。那下面一个篇章，住在谎言里，我们就下次再分享了。